Welcome back to another episode of Grapevine's First Lent Devotional Series. We're continuing through our 40-day journey to Resurrection Sunday. Let's open God's Word together. March 20, John 11, 33 through 35. When Jesus saw her weeping, and the Jews who had come along with her also weeping, he was deeply moved in spirit and troubled. "Where have you laid him?" he asked. "Come and see him, Lord," they replied. Jesus wept. Then the Jews said, "See how he loved him." The shortest verse in the Bible is found in John 11, 35. Jesus wept. In these two words, we get a raw picture of Jesus' heart for a broken and sinful world. Jesus is compassionate. Jesus already knew that his friend Lazarus had died. In fact, he prolonged his trip so that Lazarus would die before he could heal his sickness. Yet he wept. Jesus is part of the Godhead, spoke the world into existence, and it was good. But sin entered the world through Adam, and we are plagued with the consequences of sin, our own sin, and simply living in a world of sin with sinful people. Jesus came to bring life, yet his friend, one whom he knit together in his mother's womb, was dead. He saw relatives of his friend mourning, and he wept too. Jesus cared, but his compassion did not end with the tears of Lazarus' loved ones. Instead, Jesus chose to call Lazarus out from the grave, alive. And although it is hard to comprehend, God, the creator of the cosmos, cares about you as well. And he desires to ultimately defeat sin and bring life to you, if only you trust in him. Take a moment to ponder the thought that God is compassionate, that he cares about the sufferings and the struggles that you face. As Philippians 4, 6 through 7 says, cast all of your cares, cast all of your worries, all of your anxieties on him, because he cares about you. King Jesus, the truth is that you actually do care. Help my prayer life to open up to the truth that you care and you can. Lord, may I not hide anything from you, but rather cast it on you. You are present and involved in my life, and you are with me in the joys, the sorrows, the triumphs, and the defeats of life. Help me to understand that you understand. Help me to minister with a gentle heart like you to the world around me today. Amen. Thanks for joining us in today's reading. Join us again tomorrow as we continue through the Lent season. For questions about today's message, call us here at Grapevine's First Baptist Church or send us an email at info@grapevinesfirst.org. We'll see you tomorrow.